I can't believe we're here on episode 5. On this week's episode of HPDHQ, we'll talk about the number one thing that plagues Huntersville, traffic.
Welcome back to HPDHQ, the official podcast of the Huntersville Police Department. I'm Odette Saglambeni, the Public Information Officer.
And I'm Brian Vaughn, the Lieutenant over Personnel and Fleet and Training. And I don't want to put fleet
and
in there.
And all the things.
And all the other things. What's up? How are you?
I'm good. It was a good week.
Yep.
Maybe not.
It kind of was. It was your birthday last week, right?
It was.
That's
it was
awesome.
My birthday.
You... I mean, it's inappropriate for me to ask an age, but I feel fine saying you don't look a day over 50.
Because I'm not.
Okay. All right. Just
not
checking.
Even close.
I am.
We can tell.
How?
Your face.
Oh, nice.
All the gray hair on that beard you're growing out.
Oh, man. I've never had a beard in my entire life. And since we're doing this no shave September, October, November, December.
Yeah.
To do some fundraising here for some of our coworkers.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever done it, and it is really gray.
It is gray. I would say you're 80% gray.
80?
I'd say 80.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, we could say 90.
I was thinking about doing the Just for Men thing, and I might just do like my goatee part and color that
gray.
And then the rest of it brown and just do like a half and half.
Like a skunk on your face.
You could.
Just the white down the middle.
That's awesome. Oh, yep.
Well, we got a guest here. We'll
and
introduce
a,
him.
A guest and a studio audience.
Yeah. We'll introduce him later, though, since we're talking about traffic.
We actually have two guests here. We have a guest, Sergeant Nick Bruning. He's coming up in just a minute, and his boots.
His motor boots.
His motor boots.
We'll talk about those later, too.
I know somebody that has a matching pair.
Who's that?
My wife.
That's good. That's good.
What do you think?
I don't know how to talk to you guys right now.
It's fine. It's so cool, man. We have, I looked the other day, we're up to like 15 listeners now in Canada. Don't know why.
That's crazy.
I don't even understand why people are listening to us in Canada. I still think that they typed in something else and got Huntersville.
And they're sharing
it. And they're sharing
like,
it.
Like, hey, have you listened to this nonsense that but they're doing in Huntersville?
But 150 or so a week have been listening to each episode. We've been maintaining those numbers. So thank you all very much for listening and tuning in to this nonsense.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We're having a blast doing it, and we're having a blast having people come in to talk with us. This is now our second guest, and I like to make this a normal thing. I wish he wasn't sitting so close to me, though, because sharing a microphone with him after he's been on a motorcycle all day.
Pungent.
This is awful.
It was a hot one today, too. Yeah. Yeah. It was hot.
Wow. Man, you're... If this is any sign of what this is going to be like today, this is going to be riveting. All right, Odette, what are we doing?
Traffic.
Traffic.
Everybody wants to know about what's going on in Huntersville with the traffic. There's a lot of it.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
So we have Sergeant Nick Bruning here. Sergeant Nick Bruning, can you say hello?
Hey. Good to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Who are you waving at?
I don't know. I don't know why.
there's a wall and a window.
Yeah, so I even got like my haircut for this thing, and then you told me it's...
And
like,
you have a tie on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think I've misread the email.
Oh, fancy.
Well, welcome to our storage closet.
It's nice.
So
I like it.
That
I like
little
it.
Wave you gave was to the bike tires over here that we found last week.
And I was kind of curious about that hacksaw. I'm not really but we don't need
to actually use that to... piece together this desk.
This studio has been brought to you by this hacksaw that we have no idea where it came from.
Yeah.
Nick, how long have you been here at Huntersville PD?
I started in 2006 in Huntersville.
So what got
you
into...
So that's like 14 years, going to 15.
Did you work anywhere before here?
Yeah, I did briefly with campus police at UNC Charlotte.
Did you ride one of those Segways?
I did not know those came later. Did I did ride a bicycle, though, like a lot. I rode a bicycle like almost every shift towards, after they certified me. It was awesome.
So why Huntersville? Why'd you come here?
So ironically, this guy, and I pointed to him, but this guy sitting right here, Brian Vaughn.
They still can't see you.
So he mentioned to somebody I knew that they had openings in Huntersville, and I thought, I'll give it a whirl. And
that they would just take anyone.
really, I know, right? Yeah, yeah. And the application process is a little different back then. But threw my application in, and they offered me a job, and I started in 2006, did a little over a year on patrol, and in 2007, they had an opening for the traffic unit. And threw my name in the hat, and I guess I was staying in the right place at the right time, and got the spot on traffic.
Been there ever since.
Mm-hmm. He briefly, before we got started, reminded me of one of his first days here at Huntersville PD. It's a little embarrassing, but I'd love for him to tell the story.
Yeah,
I
so,
haven't heard
this. Oh my gosh, the way I picture it in my head, it's just like, it's amazing.
Can you still see it today?
I can, absolutely.
Oh, love that. I left that kind of impression on you.
I was riding with my training officer, and I'd seen these guys. They were the traffic guys, and they drove these really cool slick top Crown Vics, and they had spiky hair, and they just always looked so cool. And I was riding with my training officer, and these guys had gotten into some situation where they had chased someone through the woods, like off Hambright Road somewhere, and they had gotten so far away from their cars they just need a ride back to their cars. So my train officer was like, we're gonna go pick them up. So we go up there. These dudes come out of these woods, thick woods.
Wasn't it summer too?
It was summer. It was hot. It was it was gross and humid. They come out of the woods. Uniforms are perfect. Hair is perfect. They come strolling out, shoes shiny. And I looked at them and I was like, I want to be one of those guys. it was awesome.
I had way more hair than, and apparently less gray than as well.
Oh, were you one of those guys?
I was one of those guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And we got in the car, and I remember looking at the other officer that doesn't work here anymore, but I looked at the other officer, and I remember asking him, hey, is our hair okay? Because that was the most important thing that day.
Oh, yeah.
And
with
even
the
better.
Gold, the blonde tips.
Oh, blonde tips, blonde for sure. Tips? Yep. Early 2000s, we're rocking the blonde tips. And I also remember we didn't catch the person.
No. Yeah, there was no suspect.
No suspect. But the shoes were shined. Mm-hmm. The hair was perfect.
Yep.
Like those troopers. Gray gods.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. And then my career path was set from that day.
You knew you wanted to be a traffic officer.
Oh, yeah.
So not only did you come here because of me, you also are in traffic because of me?
Yeah. Yep.
Am I allowed to cry yet on this thing? We're only like the fifth episode in.
Do it.
Is it okay?
Do it.
Okay. No, seriously. Nick is a very good friend of mine, and we've been super tight over the years, and I just really appreciate all the work that he does now on the traffic unit. I spent time on the traffic unit, and he's done much more with the traffic unit than I ever dreamt of doing with it, and he's doing an awesome job over there with the six guys that he has, and they're doing what they can with this awful traffic that we have here.
It's just terrible.
We're trying.
We brought you up here let's get a couple things out of the way first. So one comment that we got on our Facebook page was something about drag racing on Samfer Road. And I think Nick did some digging. I did a little bit of digging, and we actually don't have any calls about drag racing specifically. Yeah. But
we get messages about those on social media. But again, like we've said in some of our other episodes, we don't dispatch people through social media. So you need to actually call dispatch, dial 911 to get somebody to actually respond out there. Mm-hmm. So we have a record of it.
And in the area, I actually pulled some numbers too. The area where this seems to be prevalent in, the last 3 months, it's almost, the department as a whole has made almost 500 traffic stops just in that stretch of road. So
on Samfer near Old Statesville Road?
Yeah, it's basically all 73, all the way from West Catawba to Old Statesville. Just on that stretch of road, it's been over right around 500, a little less, something like that.
Since
is that more? In
last three Sorry. Months. For the last 3 months, yeah. So that is an area we do focus on. And it's one of our busiest roads, too, and our high crash areas, too. So we're we focus on that area quite a bit.
Man, it's like you've been on our podcast already. I mean, nice segue on the crash locations.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to ask that next.
Yeah. I know.
Top. How did you know?
He has ESP.
He has ESP.
ESPN.
ESPN. Oh, nice dad joke. Good job, Odette.
ESPN.
That's great. Okay, top three. Let's do top three crash locations in Huntersville. We got that earlier today.
So the top three for now, it's been a little funny this year. 2020 is kind of a weird one for stats, but
you don't say.
Yeah, I know.
What's
I don't
been
know
going on in 2020?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's not been going on in 2020? So the main areas are 73 and Sanford Road and 77 right around that interchange, and then Gilead and 77 around that interchange. Yep. And then also Old Statesville Road near Eastfield Road, right where Walmart is.
I'm sure those of you that are listening and live here in Huntersville, I don't think any of those would come as a surprise to anybody. You don't even have to be a cop to realize that
crashes
traffic
on
Gilead and Sam Fur and down by Walmart.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
So what, if you're looking across those three things, what's the biggest thing? What are the top three things that are traffic? Traffic crashes.
Leading causes of traffic crashes.
So the biggest one we see, and this is consistent for as long as I can remember, is rear-end collisions. People get rear-ended all the time.
We talked about that.
Yes.
We did.
A couple episodes ago.
Yeah, yeah. And basically, the biggest way to prevent that is you just got to pay attention. Just look where you're going, and, you know, and that'll prevent. And leave, you know, a good following distance. When you're stopped at a traffic light, leave some space between the car in front of you. And you know, that's probably the biggest way to prevent those types
of things. We actually used your Traffic Tip Tuesday last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You said something about social distancing the cars.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Yeah, yeah. Well, one of my motor guys, Officer Raymond, came up with that. He said, "Sergeant, I got this great idea for a traffic tip. Social distancing. Apply it to cars." I was like, "Hey, man, that's pretty good. That's
awesome.
Pretty good." Yeah, yeah. What? So leave a little more distance, and we can prevent those crashes
easily. What are some other causes of crashes?
Some of them are like those flashing yellow left turn lights.
Mm-hmm.
People pulling, turning left in front of oncoming traffic. Those are a big one. Interesting story is we follow the philosophy of enforcement, education, and engineering. A few years ago, we were noticing a certain intersection. Huntersville was getting a fair number of these types of crashes, and they always involved injury. We were able to contact North Carolina Department of Transportation, and they had those flashing yellow lights, and they actually changed it to a protected left. So it's either a red light or a green left arrow. And we saw crashes dramatically drop in
those
that area.
Got me when I first moved here, though. I've never seen that anywhere else other than here, where you will get a flashing yellow and, you know, the straight lanes will be green,
mm-hmm.
but then they'll turn yellow and red, and you assume that your left turn arrow that's flashing yellow is also going to turn red, so you think you have to turn because you're in the middle of the intersection. That when I first moved out here, that was something I'd never seen before, and I almost pulled out in front of somebody because I thought my light was about to turn red and I needed to make the turn, and it was not. So the you know, oncoming opposing traffic was still
kept coming,
had the green light.
Yeah, so right.
Did you do a driving eval when you came here? Because every time our conversation goes somewhere, you're always like, "I almost crashed doing this."
Oh, but I haven't crashed.
I'm just
and the crash I was involved in here was not my fault.
It's always almost. I almost did
almost.
This. Maybe we should do a driving evaluation.
There's so much technology on these cars now that it's almost too much.
It is.
My minivan, my swagger wagon.
That thing has got as much swagger as my socks.
Come on. It got me last week, I think. Where
you almost did something again.
I didn't do anything. The car did it. You know, when there's a car in front of you that's turning, like making a right turn, and you know you don't need to stop, come to a complete stop, because they're turning, so you can still keep rolling. Well, the sensors now on these new cars, my dash started blinking yellow and said brake, and then it actually hit the brakes, and it scared me because I didn't know what it was, but it wasn't even close to the car. So maybe the sensor's off. I know it's not me. It's not me. Too much technology.
Too much technology. Yeah.
Oh, hey, Nick.
Hey, yeah, still here. Still here. Sorry, I was enthralled in that story about the technology in the minivan. I've heard good things about that minivan.
It is.
That's cool.
It's actually, it's great.
It's great.
It works
Nick,
well
do you have
if
a minivan?
You have a lot of kids.
I do not have a minivan. Hmm. No. I've got this big boat of a, what's it, a Yukon XL.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. You, we were mocking your boots when you, a minute ago. One of your other responsibilities is the motor unit. And Odette and I said early on that every episode we're figuring out a way to mention the motor guys because the motor guys don't play around.
They also don't listen to podcasts, so they'll never know.
They'll never even know. Yeah. One of them probably can't even spell podcast. They'll have to figure out which one it is.
Well,
so tell us about the motor stuff.
When did that start? You started the motor unit after you worked for 3 years.
See, you're mocking them, but you were one of them.
Oh, yeah, you were. Was
coolest
it 2014?
Job. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, by far.
Coolest job in police work.
Yeah, I really feel like I got the best job.
I don't like two wheels. I need four.
Yeah,
you need a tank. You need a tank. So you doing the motor unit thing? What are some of the things that go into that getting your motor certification?
Oh man, so the basic motor school is 2 weeks, 2 weeks long, and I tell you, like, you know, I grew up watching Chips and everything. I always wanted to be a motorcycle cop, and, you know, it's just, I thought it was the coolest thing. And halfway through motorcycle school, I was ready to quit. It was so hard. Said, it was the hardest class I've ever taken.
There's no way Ponch did this.
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly. Yeah. No, it's most of it's slow riding and slow maneuvers and stuff like that. The very first thing they teach you, they, you know, you have this huge motorcycle. They say, wheel it out to that open space over there. And there's a bunch of people in the class from all over the state, or actually all over the country. And he says, now I just want you to knock it over. I'm like, do what? You want me to knock it over? Yeah, knock it over outside. So we knock it over outside and said, this is how you pick it up. You're going to get really good at doing this. And I did. I got really good at picking that thing up because I was falling all the time.
900 pounds, right? Isn't that what they said?
Yeah, around
900 pounds.
Yeah.
And you have to learn how to pick that thing up yourself.
And that's before we add, you know, the,
all the
equipment
extras.
And the, yeah, all the other stuff and like 12 bottles of water and all that. Yeah. So it is. But by the end of that school, you know, we were able to perform and do things with that motorcycle that defy the laws of physics. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome. I will say that probably was the hardest class physically that I've ever gone through.
Oh yeah, lots of aspirin.
As a police officer. Officer. Lots of aspirin,
today.
Is that
lots
what you
of
said?
Aspirin, lots of aspirin. And now, you know, and then, you know, after you're riding for a while, we do training on a fairly regular basis. And you know, now these courses that we thought were so impossible, we can almost ride them with our eyes closed. It's amazing.
Please don't.
No, no, we don't. As almost.
As the fleet guy.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Please don't. Please don't.
Keep your eyes open.
Please watch for these motor guys, too, man. This is probably also one of the most dangerous jobs in police work, so it's the most fun. It's the most dangerous aspect because cars don't see you, especially that giant one, that giant guy that's on that motor. The motorcycle looks like it's three sizes too small
like
for
a
him.
Toy.
It makes it look like a moped. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
You're almost there too.
Yeah, you are. In width, though.
I actually had to tighten my belt up a notch.
Nice.
This
good for you.
Good for you.
This is summer sweat.
Yeah, it is.
It was water weight.
I'll put it back on this winter when it gets cold again.
It's water weight.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. So texting and driving. That's another big issue.
And driving, yeah. And really, it goes, you know, you're talking about technology in cars. There's so many distractions.
Mm-hmm.
The phone is a big one, but also, you know, people can be distracted by their radios, by their touch screens in their cars. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Basically, the rule is if it takes your attention off the task at hand, which is driving, then it's a distraction. And everybody just needs to be really careful and just remember that. You need to look at where you're going and what's in front of you and, you know, just, you know, drive according to those conditions.
So. Put the phone down.
Yeah, put it down.
Odette, do you have any almost stories about this?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't.
That's weird.
I'm pretty good about not using my phone in the car.
And if I could have taken a picture of this, I would have, but I was driving. I have a commute back and forth to work. So I'm driving down 485, you know, the speed limit's 70. So everybody's doing like 100. Yeah. No. So, and I'm coming up on this guy on a motorcycle, and I'm like, you know, I ride motorcycles. So I'm looking at this guy. I'm like, what is this guy doing? The dude literally had his motorcycle set on cruise control, his feet up on like the engine guards, both hands off the handlebars, and was on his phone texting. And I was like, holy smokes.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. Jeez. If there's one time, well, most times I don't, but if there was one time I would never touch my phone is when I'm trying to ride a motorcycle.
That's crazy.
He's
either like really skilled or just
really
stupid.
Dumb.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, you're dumb.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, please.
No, please don't
not
do that.
Smart, especially on 485.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy.
People are crazy on 485.
You've never told that. That's crazy, man. That's the first time I've heard that. The last thing that we have, somebody sent a message in about stoplight not cycling correctly and that they sit through stoplights.
Oh, yeah, Gilead and Reese.
So we appreciate that. We have let DOT know that's a state-maintained road, and they have to come back and they'll take a look at that. Sometimes the little loops in the ground break and aren't able to trigger the light,
right.
So that can happen occasionally. And then also depending on when you pulled up in the last light cycle, if you pull too far, if you go past the loop, it won't trigger. It'll trigger and think your car is gone. So just stay behind the stop bar that's painted on the ground. That's what it's there for. Make sure you're behind that, and you know, hopefully it'll work out.
And also DOT, you can actually go to their website, and they have a form you can fill out on their website for any types of issues like that, and it goes directly to them.
Cool. Thank you, Nick.
Well,
go ahead.
We did have some other questions about parking stuff and just parking in general.
Yeah.
In Huntersville, I mean, it's awful, especially in some of the neighborhoods. But you know, try not to congest the roadways too much with parking. I know in some of these neighborhoods it can get kind of tight, so don't park directly across, you know, from somebody else's parked car.
We got to be able to
get emergency vehicles through there. And we'd hate to scratch up your cars going through there.
Yeah. The fire department wouldn't, though.
Yeah.
They
don't want to do that.
We don't
want to
do that. The fire department will come through and just destroy your stuff.
Yeah.
We actually have an ordinance against that. So if you pull up and there's a car on one side of the curb, on one side of the road, just don't park across on the other side of the road from them. It's pretty easy. And always park with the right side of your car to the curb. You know,
don't park with your driver's side to the curb. That just doesn't even feel right to park that way.
You have to drive on the wrong side of the road
in order to park your car. Yeah, don't
You're
do that.
Driving against traffic. Do you have any parking stuff that you see a lot?
Yeah, that's a big one, is parking against traffic and then parking, like you said, across from somebody else. So, and if you do see these violations on your street or something, you can just call and have an officer come out. We get there's a portal on our website that addresses traffic complaints, but if it's something that's happening right then, it's best just to call, because sometimes we can't get to those complaints for a few days or a week.
Yep.
So if they have something that they want to come and let the traffic guys know that they've got an issue that they want to have looked at, how do they get to that?
So if you go, I don't know how to get to it from the website, but
I do know, because I go on there a lot.
Good job, Nick. Aren't you over the traffic unit?
Yeah, but I don't use that form.
Oh, okay.
So. So if you go to huntersvillepd.org and go to how do I, and then there should be a subsection in there that says traffic issue complaint form or something to that effect. Click on that and you can input your information or what the issue is, and that'll go to the traffic unit.
Yes. Yep. It goes directly to us. We have an ongoing list. I think so far this year we have 34 separate complaint areas that we've looked into. And it can be anything from like speeding to stop sign violations to I think drag racing came through there before too. So 34 so far this year. Last year I think we had a little over 50. So those are all areas we focus on top of the high crash areas and the busy roads.
Awesome. Thank you, Nick, so much for coming in here. I really appreciate it, man. And you do such an awesome job with the traffic unit. And As soon as we're done, you can give me the $20 that you said you'd give me for saying all this awesome stuff about you.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
Odette, what do we have coming up next week?
Next week, we're going to talk about social media and our social media and why we do what we do on social media.
Does that mean somebody's going to reveal who does hashtags?
I don't know. We may or may not. So thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to another episode of HPDHQ. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's easy. Just type in Huntersville Police Department. If you have a comment or question for the HPDHQ podcast, email us, podcast@huntersville.org. That's podcast@huntersville.org. If you like this episode and think someone else would too, please share it, and don't forget to hit the subscribe option. We are the Huntersville Police Department, and remember, making good choices makes for a better day.